Love Without Measure, Steve Goodyear. Frieda Bright says, "Only in opera do people die for love." It's true. You really can't love somebody to death. I've known people to die from no love, but I've never known anyone to be loved to death. We just can't love one another enough. A heartwarming story tells of a woman who finally decided to ask her boss for a raise in salary. All day she felt nervous and apprehensive. Late in the afternoon, she summoned the courage to approach her employer. To her delight, the boss agreed to a raise. The woman arrived home that evening to see a beautiful table set with their best dishes. Candles were softly glowing. Her husband had come home early and prepared a festive meal. She wondered if someone from the office had tipped him off. Or did he just somehow know that she would not get turned down? She found him in the kitchen and told him the good news. They embraced and kissed, then sat down to the wonderful meal. Next to her plate, the woman found a beautifully lettered note. It read, "Congratulations, darling. I knew you'd get the raise. These things will tell you how much I love you." Following the supper, her husband went into the kitchen to clean up. She noticed that a second card had fallen from his pocket. Picking it up from the floor, she read, "Don't worry about not getting the raise. You deserve it anyway. These things will tell you how much I love you." Someone has said that the measure of love is when you love without measure. What this man feels for his spouse is total acceptance and love, whether she succeeds or fails. His love celebrates her victories and soothes her wounds. He stands with her, no matter what life throws in their direction. He may say that he loves her to death, but he doesn't. He loves her to life. For his love nourishes her life like nothing else can. Upon receiving the Nobel Peace Prize, Mother Teresa said, "What can you do to promote world peace? Go home and love your family. And love your friends. Love them without measure. Love them to life."